time ago, if you were to turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 20, a long time ago, the tribe of Benjamin committed a very hideous crime against the children of Israel. And of course, as you know, Benjamin was a part of the children of Israel, but the tribe of Benjamin committed a terrible thing, and so the children of Israel wanted retribution. And so they got together, and it says as one man, and decided to act against Benjamin. Now, if you recall, Benjaminites were not just your ordinary children of Israel, were they, Bob? They were a little bit different kind of folks. And one of the things that was outstanding about the Benjaminites is they were left-handed. And they were also men of war. And they had men who were very skilled in what they did. And I'd like for you to look with me to Judges chapter 20, verse 15 and 16, as we start our study tonight. Because what is interesting is that of the tribe of Benjamin, there were numbering 26,000 men who drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gibeah, who numbered 700 select men. This is telling us that these were not ordinary folks. Among all these people were 700 select men who were left-handed. Everyone could sling a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. Now, we'll talk about what that means. But if you can see this target that we have here tonight, thanks, John, for bringing this in for us. And this is arrow belongs to, not John, right? Belongs to Anna. And you'll notice it's pink. I didn't even know they made pink arrows, but whoever got a pink arrow, if you can't see it, y'all are welcome. Go ahead and move up front. But we have this pink arrow shot right dead center into the target. And so this arrow did not miss its target. When we think about life, in our service to God, we don't want to miss, do we? Because you can tell me what happens if we miss. What's going to happen? Heaven is not going to be ours, is it? We don't want to miss that. You know, I've missed a lot of things in life, like buses. Been in cities, supposed to catch a bus. It said on there, this time, only I was reading the wrong sign and the bus had already been there. So we wait and we wait and we wait. And finally, we keep waiting. There's no bus when it's supposed to be there. And we notice as we got to look carefully, it doesn't run every hour. It quit running an hour ago, the one we missed. Not good, right? But that's not missing heaven, is it? We don't want to miss heaven. And so we need to aim to not miss. When we look at this passage of Scripture, it says that everyone could sling a stone at a hair's breadth. And notice the words, not miss. Now, what in the world is a hair's breadth? Y'all got hair that breathes? Let me listen to your hair. His hair's not breathing a little lick. Is your hair breathing? Yeah. It might be. Sometimes when the wind's going. Wait a minute, I think I hear some breathing hair. Is this breathing hair? No. They all smell good, though. Not breathing hair. So what is a hair's breadth? Well, I got a little help from looking at some other translations, and I like this one to explain it. It says, of these people were 700 choice left-handed men. Each one could sling stones at a target no wider than a hair and not miss. Wow. Now, this is a pretty good-sized target. And I suppose that we got some folks in here that could stand all the way back there and take this little thing right here, put an arrow in it, aim it. I'm not going to shoot it because, you know, every time I do, I usually scrape my hand. But we got some folks that wouldn't do that. They could aim this bow. And I almost would think that somebody like Bob could put it dead center. They could hit it. Well, these guys are select. They're choice folks. And they have the ability to not miss. And that's significant. Because in life, when it comes to living, we can miss out on a lot of things. We can miss buses. We can miss our rides, we can miss even a meal once in a while. That's not going to make a lot of difference, but we certainly don't want to miss heaven. When we go to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we also read about the Benjamites, and they were armed with bows, using the right and the left hand. Now, some of us can shoot a bow and arrow. How many of you use your right hand? How many use your left hand? How many of you can do both? Not too many people can. I can use them both, but I won't hit the target. Try and use the wrong hand. Might stand a chance with the right hand, not the left hand. But these guys could do that. And so these Benjamites were to be feared because they were mighty warriors. And the story goes on that finally they're deceived and tricked with an ambush, and they are defeated. But it's not because of their inability to not hit their mark. In fact, they were very successful in hitting their mark. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is hitting the target, hitting the mark. And what does that mean? Aiming not to miss. Well, Job helps us out a little bit. How many of y'all like lightning? You get to stand outside and look up and say, "Hey, it's lightning." Sometimes. What happens if it gets real close? Yeah, it could be a shocking experience, right? Brother Harry, he had some cows that were cooked for him by lightning. And I don't know if the Hermans experienced that or not, but very likely, because it happens. They get cooked quickly, because lightning is very dangerous. But we read something about lightning. In Job 30, verse 26, we read the words, "Behold, God is great." Truth? What do we sing? "O Lord our God, how great thou art." God is great. Then verse 32 says, "He covers his hands with the lightning." And then the scripture tells us that he gives it a charge that it strikes the mark. How many of you have ever seen a tree after lightning's hit it? Pretty exciting, right? What happens? That lightning will strike its mark. Did y'all see this video? How would you like to have been there in that car as that lightning came down and hit its target? It hit its mark. And what happened to that tree or pole, whatever it was? Started out as a tree, might have ended up as a telephone pole, but what happens to it? It's exploding. That lightning hit its mark. You pull the bow back, you shoot the arrow, what do you want it to do? You want it to hit the mark, and we need to aim not to miss. Now, this little girl here is 3 years old. She's in India. And what's she doing with her bow? She's aiming her bow. But you know, you would think if she's going to aim the bow that she's going to aim it so she doesn't what? Miss. But the thing is, she doesn't care if she misses or not. And then it seems a little strange. The reason why is because this girl is not aiming the bow to hit the target with accuracy. All she's doing is shooting the arrows. And her goal was to shoot 1,111 arrows in a 3-hour period so she could get into the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, that's how a lot of people live their life. They're just shooting arrows. And they don't care if they miss. They live not caring if they miss heaven. What's wrong with that picture? Not going to be good, because the alternative to heaven is not very comfortable. In fact, it's going to be rather warm, isn't it? And God has given us that to help us to understand we don't want to miss. And this girl, of course, she's not too concerned like a lot of folks. Well, when we think about missing, if we aim the bow and we shoot at the target, do we want it to go flying over here and take the tree out? No, we want it to hit the target. Now, this target has been hit several times. Sometimes way out here, but there's a whole lot of them in there. That's what we want to do. We want to hit the target. We don't want to miss the mark. Why is that significant? Well, in Romans 3, and this is what I want to give to all the young people. Romans 3 is a verse that you hear a lot. Preachers use it. Teachers use it a lot. It's a good verse. The Bible tells us, "For all have sinned." Do y'all remember hearing that word before? "All have sinned and fallen," or "fall short of the glory of God." Now, if I take this bow and I get right here Jack, if we pulled that right there and I didn't do it hard enough, what would happen to the arrow? It would fall in the floor. It falls short, doesn't it? Is that going to work? Is that going to hit the target? No. What's the goal? Hit the target. But there's also another interesting word here, and that's the word sin, because the word sin in the original language is an interesting word because it refers to the archer. The archer who pulls the arrow, aims it, and then misses the mark. So what sin literally is, missing the mark. Does that make sense? So if I say I sinned, that tells you what when I'm shooting the bow? I missed, didn't I, Jack? So what do you think? Do you think that's right? Yeah, it is. I missed. Not good, right? We don't want to miss the mark, but sin is literally missing the mark. We don't want to do that. We want to hit the target. And thankfully, we've got the book. What do we call this? The B-I-B-L-E? Yes, that's the book for me. That's the target. God has given us the target right here. He's told us what He wants us to do. He's told us what He doesn't want us doing. He's told us how to live so we have joy in our lives and happiness. And we get to look forward to heaven. Doesn't get better than that, does it? That's better than chocolate cake anytime. With a big spoon, right? With ice cream on it. This is it. This is the book. That's our target. And so we are told that after we have done the will of God, we may receive the promise. What's the will of God? What His Word tells us. But what if we miss? Miss the mark. We've sinned, haven't we? And that's what sin is all about. And that's the problem, because guess who's out there trying to cause us... Yeah, you got it. He's tempting us, isn't he? He wants us to sin by our own choice. And he's got things like lust in the world. And in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, he describes that. But that's not what we want to do. We don't want to miss. We want to do the will of God so that we can abide forever. Now here, look at this group of people up here shooting targets. Now, y'all notice something strange about the girl that's kind of underneath number, between number 26 and 27? What's strange about her? Well, she's kind of got herself looking down, but there's a good reason that she's kind of looking down. Do you notice what it is? She's out of arrows. Now, if you can figure out which target she's aiming at, it doesn't look like she's done too good hitting the target. So what'd she probably do? She probably took her bow, she drew out the arrow, and she wasn't doing that 1,111 just to tell me she could shoot. She should have been trying to hit the target. That's what she was doing. What's the problem with that? She's not aiming. Because if you're aiming, what are you going to do? You're going to take the time to aim the bow. Obviously, she's out of arrows just about, isn't she? Compared to the other folks, it looks like she hasn't taken a whole lot of time to focus on aiming. You know, there's a lot of folks in the world that don't take the time to aim properly. They just go through life missing the mark because they don't take the time to aim. And that's a problem, isn't it? If you want to win at anything that you do, whether it's a sport like wrestling, like Dalen does, or out there competing with an arrow and a bow, what do you have to do? You have to take the time to aim, don't you? And you practice your skill. You do the things that are right in order to make that happen. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? There you got it. You lose, don't you, bro? You lose. And that poor girl, she looks like she's not going to win. She's already out of arrows, and I don't think she's going to do very well. But we don't want to lose. There's an interesting story that occurred in the 2004 Olympics. It was a guy by the name of Matt Inmans. And he gets up to shoot. In this case, he's using a gun. He's a sharpshooter. He's a competitor. And what's really interesting, he was up for the gold medal. And all he had to do was hit the target. It didn't matter where. As long as he got in the target, he was going to get a gold medal. Because he had done so well before. But do you know what happens? Look what happens. Standing in lane two, Edmonds took his shot with his gun. It hit the target. Dead center. I should say he hit a target. Dead center. What's the problem? He hit the wrong lane. He was in lane two. He shot the target in lane three. Didn't get the gold medal. Came in eighth place. You see, a lot of folks also in this world, they're aiming, but they're looking at the wrong target. We get up to shoot the target. What's Satan want to do? Give us temptation. He says, hey, look over here. And what happens? We shoot the wrong target. So if you're going to compete by shooting, what do you have to do? Aim and aim at somebody else's target? No, you aim at the right target. Because what happens if you keep missing the mark with God? What we got up here with all these arrows? How many of them hit the bullseye? Not a one. They've all missed what? Target. They've missed their mark. What causes that? Sin. So our job is to make sure we don't miss the targets. Because in Romans 6 in Scripture, Paul is writing to the church at Rome and he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Continue missing the mark? No. He says, we can't do that because grace is not going to abound. Shall we continue in sin that grace abound? And he answers, certainly not. As one translation says, God forbid. That's not what God wants us doing, is it? Missing the target. He wants us to aim properly, aim at the right target, not be distracted, and hit the target. And he warns us that we cannot keep missing the target. Why? For the wages of sin is what? Death. And that's not talking about just dying like a worm dies. You ever see a worm die? Probably have. Some of you may not have. Or another creature, they die. You know, things happen. That's not the kind of death it's talking about. It's talking about a spiritual death. In other words, missing heaven. We can't keep missing the mark and expect to go to heaven. That's not God's plan for us. Because we don't want to lose access to what? To heaven. We want heaven in our focus. And the wages of sin is death without it. We don't want that death. So here's the question tonight. We'll wind things up. If we're missing the mark, we realize, hey, I'm sinning. What do I need to do? I got to fix things, right? So I have to start fixing things. Well, if you're an archer that's really shooting, there's all kinds of things, even on the computer, that tell us how to fix the problem, how to correct missing the mark. So we can go also to somebody like Bob and others who shoot these things really well. In fact, Bob's got one of those bows that's got more gadgets on it than I've ever seen. If I were to ask Bob, why are all those little things there on your compound bow? He'd say, so I won't miss. When Bob shoots that arrow, he does not plan to miss, do you, Bob? You want it to hit the target. That's where a Christian life needs to be, right? We want to be able to hit the problem. If we've got a problem, we want to fix it. So how do we fix the problem with sin? Question for adults. What we say to start with is our answer. Here's our instruction manual, right? So this helps us a lot how to fix the problem. So we have to ask that. Well, one thing Scripture tells us, the Bible tells us that we have to repent. Can somebody tell me what that means? Adults, what's the word repent mean? Randy. Did y'all hear the word he first started out with? Did y'all hear that? He said, you have to turn. What's wrong with this picture? What must happen? Well, we got a problem here with this guy, don't we? And if you're all thinking, this is the first time I've ever seen at church somebody with a bow and arrow, please forgive me, okay? If you were talking to Kathy, she said, that's Rick. But this is going to be here for an illustration. Okay, so the problem this guy's got, here's the target, and what's he doing? He's the wrong direction, right? And if I were to pull this bow back and just let her fly, then probably Tim or John could get a part where they don't need one. Right? So what does this person have to do? If he's going to correct his problem so that he hits the mark, what's he got to do? He has to repent. He has to do what, Randy? Turn. What's my chances now of hitting the target? Pretty good, because I'm looking in the right place, right? So that is a change of direction. That's what repentance. So when y'all hear a preacher or a teacher talk about repentance, what does it mean? Everybody with me? What's it mean? Turn. That's what it's talking about. We turn our directions around. And then, what's the results of that? If we turn and aim at the target properly, we're going to do what? Keep hitting the target. And I used to like to watch those shows that had Robin Hood, because it'd show him shooting the arrow and then he'd shoot another one. What would he do? Split that arrow right in two. Now that's hitting the target, isn't it? Great accuracy. But there's another thing Scripture tells us to do. If we're struggling with hitting the mark, doing the right things that God wants us to do, what do we need to do? If I were to go all the way back there in the back, how many of you think I could hit that target? Well, you'd probably be mistaken. But how many of you think I can hit it right now? Why? Josh, how can I hit it? I'm close, aren't I? It'd be very difficult to miss. What does the Bible tell us in James 4, verse 8? What do we need to do? We need to draw near to who? To God. What do I do when I pull back here? I'm drawing the bow. And if I'm near, I'm going to be able to hit the mark. That's what God wants us to do. Draw near to Him. And so He says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. And so that's what drawing near to God is all about, making sure we're pleasing to God. And here's a good promise that we have, and then we're going to close tonight. What happens to all those arrows that we have all over the place where we've missed? Now, if I were to come in here tonight before y'all got here and start shooting from way back there, you'd see arrows stuck all the way, probably in the middle of the screen even. Some of them would fall short, so they'd be laying in the aisles and here. And if you walked in here and you looked at all those things, you'd go, wow, Rick didn't know how to shoot a bow. And I'd be ashamed. Well, what does God do with our shame? If we draw near to Him, repenting of our sins, we have a promise. And in prophecy, God told the people, I've blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. What do you see on this slide up here? Look at all those arrows that are all over the place where they've missed the mark. What does God do with those arrows? He puts a cloud over them. What happens when we are baptized, Anna, to our sins? All our sins are forgiven. God takes and wipes them out. Puts a cloud over them so they're not seen. And what happens as a Christian when we sin? And we ask God to forgive us and we repent and draw near to Him. What's He going to do with all those arrows laying on the ground? He's going to cover it over, isn't He? Forgive us of our sins. Very good answer. Which is very important to understand, because God takes care of our problem. And that's really the good news of the gospel. Because our goal is to aim to what? Aim to not miss. And then Luke 15, verse 10, gives us some information. It says, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels over who? One sinner who does what? Turns towards the target, draws near, and does what? Hits the mark. We have God's promise that there is joy in the presence of angels. And I like that presence of angels, because who else is in the presence of angels? Jesus and God. Heaven is pleased when we're doing what? Hitting the mark. So tonight, as we consider the things that have been said tonight, adults, are we hitting the mark? It's that simple, isn't it? What's the solution? If we're not aiming properly, we turn. And then what else do? We draw near. We're not going to miss, are we, Bob? Now, Bob has at his house a great big old target out there. And you shoot from the garage or the front porch, Bob? How far is it you shoot? 200 yards. Rick Bright wouldn't be doing that. Bob can hit the target. But if he's missing, he's going to figure a way to fix it. Tonight, if you're missing, we're going to sing an invitation song. And you can make the right step to fix the problem. But it's your choice tonight. How are you aiming? That's a good question. Please consider that as we stand and sing. If we can assist you in your obedience to the gospel of Christ and being faithful to the Lord, then why not make that known as the day when leads us in our invitation song. Please come.